said.
Blog Talk Radio.
UGS Radio is not intended for anyone under the age of 18 years old. We reserve the right to say whatever the fuck we want to say because we believe in free speech. And if you do not believe in free speech...
Get the fuck out of here, you stupid cocksucker!
We kill the men, we kill the women, we kill the children, we kill the babies, we kill the blind, we kill the crippled, we kill the crazy, we kill the faggots, we kill the lesbians. I said, God damn it, we kill them all!
And one night, a John set me on fire. That wicked fantasy was to see a child burned to death. And after that, I was just left in a garbage can to die.
Try taking some of these dangerous chemicals out of the food and environment and see if there's a turnaround. At least do something instead of ignoring it and increasing the danger to us.
I was a school teacher in my parish school, and I caught a priest molesting a child. They were going to allow this man to remain near the children, and sadly, he's still in a parish today.
There is absolutely no sexual overtone within this procedure, according to the traditional rabbis that perform it. Absolutely.
Sexual or not, you still had a baby's penis in your mouth. That's just...
Okay, have a pleasant day.
Welcome to the Church of Reality. Bitch.
Yeah, episode 147, Church of Reality, and the name of this episode is called Manufacturing Martial Law. What I mean by manufacturing martial law is pretty much what they're trying to do to us right now as far as enslaving the total population. I'm talking about that. I'm going to bring on Saeed. He's here on the line. How you doing, Saeed?
I'm doing great, Fred. How are you doing?
I'm doing good, but what they're trying to do, they're trying to enslave us all, and they're trying to use these different tactics. Now, this last manufacture event took place in Orlando.
Right.
And I believe, I mean, from what I see, I don't really see no hardcore evidence pointing towards... another lone gunman scenario. I'm looking at the bigger picture here, Saeed. I'm thinking about it
right.
Like this. Okay, number one, you got the gun control issue, which is always
right.
A hot topic. But number two, there's the gay issue, too, which happens to
right.
be another huge topic. So this is kind of two birds and one stone thing that the media... the government and the people in power could use to spin to their advantage. And if people were murdered and slaughtered, it's always a shame that they were for the furthering of some type of sick plan by some rich bastards who pretty much control everything we do. What are your thoughts on the whole Orlando shooting incident?
Well, it's obviously, you know, from all the evidence I've seen thus far, especially with the shooter and even what actually happened at that Pulse nightclub, it's obvious that it is some sort of false flag operation. I mean, it just doesn't make any sense. It doesn't stack up. I mean, all those people in that nightclub, not one call came out of that nightclub to any of their relatives. I mean, listen, everybody has a cell phone, right? If
yeah.
somebody goes into a building with 300 people, most likely 90% of them have cell, more than 90, or if not all of them have some sort of cell phone device on them. Not one person can actually make a call. I mean, it's common sense that, you know, if he goes in this nightclub shooting, one person at least out of those hundreds should have made at least one call to 911 or one of their relatives saying, you know, some madman has come into the club and started shooting. It's so obvious that this is some sort of false flag. And you know what they're going to do with this, obviously, just like they did with Sandy Hook, which is also a false flag operation, because most of those kids ended up still alive, incidentally. They were at the Super Bowl scene. It was all part of what they did with Sandy Hook. They used it as an excuse to trample on people's right to bear arms. Gun control, which is what the New World Order wants. They want to get to confiscate all guns from all individuals, and the only people who actually have the guns are the real and killers. And that's what they want to do with this Orlando shooting. They're going to use it to trample on people's freedom of speech to speak out against gays and lesbians and homosexuality. They're going to criminalize. Well, they already have. In many states, they've criminalized people from publicly speaking out against same-sex behavior. And eventually what they're going to do with this Orlando shooting, they're going to make it into a big nationwide legislation, again, to trample people's civil liberties and their freedom of speech to express their opinion.
Obama just declared some type of holiday for gays and lesbians, too, the other day. So, I mean, there's clearly an agenda here. Like you said, they definitely want to take guns, but there's also this gay agenda, which we've been talking about for years, too, and it's all playing out the way we've been saying it's going to play out. That's what's creepy. If you go back and listen 100 episodes ago, or if, I'm sure if you go back and listen to shows you and Ron did years ago, you would see all this shit coming true, and it's just getting worse and worse and worse. Now, another thing that they're doing, in addition to these...
Kiss my toe.
And, hey, what's up, Elaine? In addition to these false flag events, they're trying to create race wars. They're trying to create race wars. I actually saw some asshole, Mac J, posted a link about it the other day, and... let me find it real quick. It's going to take me a second because his wall is just full of shit. Okay, here it is. It says, Make America White Again. Did you guys see that?
I saw that.
Somebody bought, this is down in Tennessee. It says somebody bought a sign on the highway. It has a website called makeamericawhiteagain.info and ricktylerforcongress.com. This guy's actually running for Congress. And a big, huge sign. It shows nothing but white people, and it says, Make America White Again. I mean, it's crazy. Now, if we put up a sign that says, Make America Straight Again, that thing would be burned to the ground, chopped up in 100 fucking pieces overnight.
Right, exactly.
But this guy could put this up and clearly get away with it. I think they finally made him take it down.
Hey.
Yes.
I'm sorry.
No, don't be sorry.
It's not you, it's my dog.
Oh, Toby. Tell Toby what up.
Toby. Yes, he said what's up. He just want my attention. But you know what? I agree with what you're saying. This is something is about to happen.
Yeah.
I'm going to tell you something, and it has not been no more clearer than it is now. The sign as far as Make America White Again, Donald Trump said Make America Whatever Again. You know, and the gender change, California has made it, what's the word I want to use? They want to change the gender of our children. I don't know
right. What
the hell is going on with this all gay thing. But since this shit has been in effect, excuse my terminology, I'm still asleep. I fell asleep and I'm like, you know. But the thing is, I don't know what is going on. You know, they want to change the sex of our children. In California, it's mandatory that the children go under a sex change.
Mm.
I mean, really? Now, you know, I would not. This is crazy. It's mandatory that they get these vaccines. And basically what these vaccines are doing is changing their gender.
Right.
Another
reason why not
freaking,
get vaccines.
Yeah. This is freaking crazy.
Well, I saw a picture of a guy that he has tits. He grew boobs. From
they're
drinking too much
pills.
Soy milk.
No,
he was drinking
honey, they
too
have
much
a,
soy milk. No,
yeah,
this is
and now
guy.
They have a pill. Now
yeah,
they have
one has
a pill. And it's for depression or some type of mental disorder, which and that also is being forced on our children, especially little boys. And the next thing you know, they're growing tits. And this is another thing. The government have come into your house. They took the prayers out of school. They have come, you get the discipline. And this is when all this shit started. Then they started taking control of your kids. If you discipline your kid, you go to jail. All the kid has to do is holler police.
Right.
And your ass go to jail. They started then. They knew what they were trying to put in place or what they were implementing back then. This is something that has been going on for a very long time. And like you said earlier, Paz, we have been advertising, we have been verbally telling people this shit, and they were stupid, too stupid to listen. And now, when the shit goes in effect, now they don't know what to do. We cannot hold your hands. We cannot make you listen. We cannot instill this in your brain. We say it. If we say it, that's what it is.
Right.
But that's the point. Do the research yourself. Go ahead.
Right. I was going to say, it's not, in addition to that, too, just like, you know, if the children say anything, automatically the authorities will believe the children or the parents. It's same thing with the family unit itself. I mean, if, you know, these nutcase, these feminist whores have made it so that if for example, if a woman in a family, if a wife says something, they automatically believe the wife. The hell with what the husband says.
Not anymore. The wife is just like, you know, it's just like everything else. The woman here don't have shit to say. You know, all that stuff has been reversed. If anything, the police is beating on her ass just as bad as they're beating up on the man. And the woman here is being targeted. Please, the woman is being targeted. You know, because the woman is the strongest part of the spectrum. We're the one that rebel against society, where the man is more vulnerable and subjective to give in more faster. So now what it is they are targeting women now.
We have a caller, Elaine. Gentleman's name is Hua. Let's bring Hua on the phone. Mr. Hua, how are you doing?
Yes. My name is Ahura, A-H-U-R-A, Ahura Mazda. Just you can call me short Mazda, that's fine too. Thank you for taking my call, my friends. You know, regarding the Orlando massacre, you know, Omar Mateen, Omar means warrior, Omar means fighter, Omar means mass murderer, and Mateen means, that's right, Omar, the meaning.
Yes, it does mean that, yes. It does.
The meaning of the thank you very much, my friend. And Mateen
I want to ask one question of the caller. Are you by any chance Farsi?
I speak over 10 different languages. That's fine. I can elaborate on that too, yes. Anyway, Mateen means gentleman. Mateen means somebody who is nice and quiet and, you know, so in that sense was a gentleman. But half of his personality was a fighter, mass murderer. Half of his personality was gentleman. But I don't know even he had any gentleman personality at all. When they talked to his daddy, you know, his dad was has an Afghanistan TV in Los Angeles, and it's supported by GS4. And he claimed himself as the president of Afghanistan. Mr. Mateen, his dad is a psycho himself. And
his dad is a psycho, is what you're saying.
Yes, because he claimed himself as the president of Afghanistan. And remember, he sat in the big chair. It was the chair of his presidency, he claimed. And you know, in Middle East, if something like that happens, you know, the person will cry to death. When they talked to him, interview was very calm. Like, I don't yet give a damn what he did or he did not, you know. It's everything was fishy. And everything was fishy, and just to let you know, and we can proceed some more. Go ahead, please, my friend.
Yeah.
No,
definitely.
You continue.
No, I agree with you. I'm sorry, what was your first name again, sir?
Ahura. You can call me Mazda.
I agree with you about that because you know, you just look at the correlation with everything that's going on. His father, I know, I read that too, that he had his own, he was doing his own shows and everything on radio and what have you. It's just like with those, you know, 19 supposedly, you know, those Arab hijackers who never actually boarded any planes. They were in contact with big political figures, they were in contact with the FBI. They were living near a U.S. military installations. Everything. I mean, from the very get-go, it was obviously an inside job. And same thing with this, you know, Umar Mateen, his father, and everything. It's all obviously there's some sort of inside connection that's going on. I mean, I just can't believe, like, out of the blue, some man just come out and start, you know, killing people just because he got offended. And that's what the media would like us to believe, that he got offended by seeing two men kissing, which was not the case. It's all obviously like job, everything.
Exactly, indeed. And, you know, after the, you know, the massacre, we don't know even it happened or not. It happened. How it happened, I mean, still there are so many questions to be answered, which we don't know how it happened. And, you know, then they're calling in big hit against the Middle Eastern community in United States of America or Canada. That's wrong.
Right.
That's absolutely wrong. We have good apples. We have bad apples.
Like with anything else, I agree with you 100%. There's so many people. Let me ask you this. Now, say
sure.
You're Muslim, and you must be Muslim yourself. What kind of discrimination do you guys go through? We'll start with you, Mazda. What type of discrimination do you go through in America on a daily basis?
I mean, discrimination is everywhere. I mean, against blacks, against the Middle Eastern, against every community you go, you find discrimination, and that's wrong. I mean, if we love this country, we will not discriminate each other based on the color, grade, or class, or whatever it may be. You know, if we love this country, we are not going to play their blue books exactly what they want us to play. You see, they want us to put each other against each other. That's wrong. People need to
divide and
wake
conquer.
Up. Divide and conquer is their model. And if we let them divide and conquer, they succeed. And we suffer all together. And if we don't let them to do it, then they lose.
Well,
we are all the children
happens?
Of this country. We are all one people. There is no
exactly.
difference between you and me.
Exactly. And you know what's happening now? It's not so, I was reading somewhere where, I forgot what country said this or what president of the country said this. They said that it's not, I think it was Germany, the president or whomever said that it's not with the rich people, you know, that it's the poor people, you know, but here it is. It's the thing about the divide and conquer is that it's the Illuminati, you know, it's
That's
something
right.
about to happen. This is, there's something in the midst and they're trying to take our attention away, you know, and it's
That's
really,
right.
really big. It's something big that's about to be very explosive and all of us are going to be put in a pot together. We're going to either drown or we're going to sink.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, we're going to drown.
The point that you made
is,
right.
That's right. Or we're going to sink.
Yeah.
They've all come together, and they want control, and you, I, and everybody else are going to be put in a pot together, a boiling pot of water, and you know what's going to happen. They're about to come in here with this martial law.
That's right.
And this is what's going on.
That's
divide
right.
and conquer.
That's
to
right.
distract you.
Exactly.
And that, go ahead, sir. Go ahead, sir.
No, I was gonna comment on Lane's comment. You know, there's something definitely big going to happen. You see, not just with the Orlando shooting, but with the refugee crisis in Europe. The last world war that Giuseppe Mazzini and Albert Pike, both of whom happened to be members of the Illuminati, they were Freemasons. The last world war they planned was a world war pitting Muslims against Christians. And that's exactly what's going to happen eventually. That's what their plan is. That's what they're doing, why they're doing all these false flags. And that's why they created these wars, because they're gonna have the king daddy of wars very soon.
Yeah, look at
right now.
Look at Europe right
go
now.
Ahead.
You know, go ahead. On.
Yes, I want just to quick inject, you know, regarding, you know, right now, you know, there was many incidents right now in Europe, especially in United Kingdom. People who said yes to the get out of the European Union, and the people who said no. Now there is a big high tension that is in United Kingdom, and United Kingdom very well may go to civil unrest very as quickly as possible as well too. And again, who's manufacturing it? We know that who are the manufacturer are. So same thing is going on to happen here too. I mean, we see that, you know, there are many incidents that just happened in San Francisco. I think today there were demonstrators against immigration and non-immigration. They got bloody. So, I mean, that's what they want us to do, to be against each other. Please don't play that. Please, if somebody say hate your neighbor, say hate is crime. I'm not going to be part of it.
Sure.
Simple.
Exactly.
And then, you know, hate is crime, any kind. Black, white, yellow, we are all one people. We have to love each other regardless of what they want us to do. We have to love this country and love each other.
This is what they're trying to do. They are playing us against each other, especially with Trump. Donald Trump, Hillary Clinton, you know, the government is giving everybody guns and taking guns away from their own citizens. You know, it's something about to happen, and I am staying in my house. You know, it's so stinky right now with Europe.
Yes.
What was it, Britain that got
Britain.
Rid of their prime minister? Honey, let me tell you something. We are right there at war's doorstep, at war's front door, you know. And if they want
right here, civil war, right here in this country, right now.
Right here,
that's
and
right.
they want you to disarm yourself. Yet still, they're supplying other countries to come in here and invade your ass. But they're sending them guns and want you to disarm yourself. Honey, let me tell
you
something.
You know what's beautiful
this
about this show right now? Not to cut you off, Elaine, we have male, female, black, white, Muslim, Christian, atheist, agnostic, whatever you call it, all kinds of different people saying, you know what, we need to come together because we recognize
the
end game is in motion
it
right
is
now.
The
we
end
recognize
game. The Matrix is right here.
The shit is about to go down. But here's my thing to the Trump supporters and to the Hillary supporters alike. How could you follow either one of those two criminal scumbags knowing their track records? Trump is a crooked businessman going back decades. Hillary is a longtime criminal. She should be in prison.
And she
How
already came out, honey. She's already came out and said, and look how it's playing out. What she said is going to happen is happening. She said a month or so ago, that she has already been elected to be president. You know, she's carrying out these people's orders. he's going to carry out their order. Either way, he's not even presidential material. You know, but they already had these two people to play this game. You know,
well,
and we're so dumb.
They're part of the Rothschild Rothschild head.
Somebody said their family.
A theater show that's going on.
These are family people. How in the hell are you going to get three people that's in the same family to run for president?
You
want to
hear something
against each other?
There was a rally. I think it was a Klan rally today. A bunch of people got stabbed.
I saw that. San Francisco.
And I saw a video the other day of political supporters. They all started beating the crap out of each other because half of them thought that they were Trump supporters and half of them thought they were Bernie supporters. After they started beating each other up, they realized that they were all Bernie Sanders supporters. So these fucking idiots don't even know who the hell they are or what they're supporting.
Yeah.
They're going out there blindly.
That's why
Americans
sit back and laugh
and they'll
at that.
Poisoned.
They're knocking the crap out of each other, and they're both on. And then they realize, we're both on the same side. I'm sorry.
That's why Americans
stop throwing punches and start going yelling, Bernie. I'm fucking moron.
Can I say something quick, please?
Go ahead.
Sure. Thank you very much, my friends.
No problem.
So that's why American mass public must be very clever, very intelligent, very vigilante. We must be never do any kind of bad things about anybody that offend your neighbors, your boss, your coworker, anything like that, that it's anger another person, because we are going through a hell. It's not only United States, the whole world is in a hell. So we must unite with each other and we must put an end to this kind of craps they want to put on us, and we should not let them, you know, to use us against each other, and we are
very,
not going
very
to
wise
buy that.
Words.
You know,
very wise. I commend you for that, and I want to tell you what
this
is like. This whole thing is like Black Friday. You notice when they open the doors at Walmart and people start running in. Once those doors open, you can't stop the flow coming in. You know what I'm saying? And right now, these doors are open. And we got so much shit going around, people hating each other, like you said, over religion, over this, and that. They're shoving the gay agenda down everybody's throats.
Right.
It's crazy.
Transhumanism. The agenda is transhumanism. They want everybody to be gay and lesbian. So basically, less
population. And that's so right. And that is so true. That is so right. So now, like Prayer said, and both of you are correct, the doors are open, and we're too far gone in the game. They're too far gone in the game. They have an upper hand right now. They're about to call in martial law. You know, I mean, so now we need to think about other survival techniques. I mean, because martial law has already been called in. It's already been started. They have already started, they have already taken food stamps from millions of people. You know, people are hungry now. People are starving now. You know, and this is so sad. And those same hungry people, this is what they've just done. And these same hungry people are going out killing and eating each other right here, right now. So how do we
stop that?
We have to come up with solutions.
By intelligence. By that, to be human intelligent, to be, don't do it. Whatever you are going,
you have to do.
If you're hungry, I know they keep us hungry.
If you have
don't
to feed your family, they have cut 22 states within the United States have cut their food stamp funding. 22 states, and if people are hungry, and if they don't have any means of work, they don't have no food. What do you think is going to happen?
Venezuela today. we see that people are hungry. The little banana, little bit of oranges, it costs them $1,600 of their Venezuelan money, which is equal to $1.60 American. I mean, yes, it doesn't matter how hardship comes to us. We must never lose our confidence.
But
we should never lose our pride.
It don't work that way here in the United States.
I know.
Unfortunately, when people get hungry here and they see their children are starving, they go out and they become hunters of the game. Okay? And
that's
anybody
right.
become their prey. Unfortunately, the people here don't have that strength like the people
like us. I mean, like me and you have it. So we should promote
right.
that. Whatever I know.
Okay.
We should promote
that's what
the
we
strength.
Have been trying to, we have been
yeah.
trying to promote certain things, a lot of stuff here, and it don't work out that way because you know what? The people here have been drugged. They have been
right.
mentally disabled.
Yes, yes.
They have been given things to cause these type of behavior
agitation,
patterns to happen.
Yeah. Agitation.
They have been, they have been given that. So here's the thing. If you've been given medication to make you and turn you into a criminal, then what do you do?
We got another caller, Elaine. A gentleman says he's got some information. He told me a little bit about it, but I'm going to let him tell everybody. Caller, tell everybody what you told me a few minutes ago, if you don't care. Welcome to the show.
All right. Peace, guys. Yes, I live right here in Richmond, Virginia. But 95, Interstate 95, south of me, down in Chester, about 35 minutes away from Richmond. They got five size facilities. These big million square feet facilities. It was five of them. I had a conversation with the guy that were overseeing the cleanup because they were finished the project. And I asked them where was they going after they finished this project here. He said they were going there in Texas and build some. But he said they built five of these facilities within 9 months. And they look like holding facilities, you know. They look very ill.
Like concentration camps?
Yes. They look just like the Amazon facilities. Bigger.
That has been seen everywhere. We have it in all the states.
And they had two helipads in the back. Huge helipads. And a microwave tile, communication tile running up the middle between the two helipads.
We have seen the trains too. We have it, special trains. They have three stages, first floor, second floor, third floor, and it has it's called FEMA trains. We have seen that a lot everywhere. I mean, near to my location, we have seen a lot of train is there for about 2 months right now. I don't know what's that for. It's exactly FEMA trains. And it's sitting right there. Everybody see it, but everybody like a cow, bunch of cows and dumb Americans. I mean, they don't even see it. They see it, but they don't know what it is for. But I know what it is for.
Well, what it's for is that we're about to go into FEMA. They're about to turn FEMA loose. You're about to go into concentration camps. And, these people are not playing. You know, they have
to
get rid of a certain...
You know, it's only a matter of time.
It's just a matter of time. And it's already happening. This is what we were just talking about. They cut the food stamps out. They cut the welfare. They cut the SNAP, the EBT cards out. If people can't eat, people are going crazy because people are going to go and kill to get food. You know, and this
That's
is
right.
this is part of
their
method. This is part of the scheme. You know, they
but
have
it's a part of psychological war too.
Yeah,
it's a part of psychological war.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. And what's
and they're not cutting. They're not cutting out the bonuses of the politicians. Yeah, Mitch
yeah.
McConnell's not going to get that
no,
bonus.
Man, I mean,
or, I mean
that,
Mitch McConnell
that guy
definitely
right there, look
get
at
that
how much
bonus.
Drugs
I mean,
he had on his boat, and yet and still he's a public figure.
Yeah, he sells cocaine.
These people are excused.
Well,
you know,
oh,
I don't care if it wasn't my wife's
too.
Wife. It was his wife. He said it was his wife's family boat, but it was his boat. I don't know who it was, but these people don't get excused. What they're doing, and this is what's happening. Look at Donald Trump. He can talk about anybody, talk any kind of way he wants to. This shit sounds like a game. And this idiot is going out there trying to tell, warn people.
Yeah,
he's
and
right.
nobody's
tell.
Listening. He's not cutting out no borders between Mexico and here. He's cutting off borders that's already here in America between against Americans.
Yeah, yeah.
It's
just
no
creating more
else. They're bringing in people.
Both of them are crooked. Both of them are bullshitters. And whoever bullshit more will walk away with the ticket to the presidency. That's
yeah,
been
yeah.
the case.
Well,
I
again,
mean, bully.
Again,
whoever bully better. Whoever
again,
bully better.
Again,
yeah.
Hillary Clinton, Donald Trump, his scores have been dropping low very quickly. Again, Hillary Clinton has already made, if you tell me you're going to be the president, who am I to go out there and say, oh, I don't have to worry, I've already been elected. She's already been given that. You know, we vote for her to be president, but she don't need our fucking votes, man.
Yeah, right. Exactly. You put your finger into the right bottom.
The election is a farce.
Yes.
It's
pretty much in every country. In every country
except
Israel.
The UN, too, as a whole, is a big farce because the UN is controlled by just a couple people. These countries don't have any say-so. They got to do what the puppet masters say every time.
If they go against
the puppet masters like Gaddafi did, they get killed. They get taken out the game.
Yes.
Same thing with Chavez. He died of cancer, but I'm convinced that cancer was given to him.
Look,
right.
here's
like
another way
just
we can start
out,
looking at
yeah.
this.
Right.
Have you ever noticed that every time the news come on, I'm not taking you away from the subject, but it's just to bring out a point. All the crimes that's committed are committed by black people. I wonder why. I wonder why. When, and I'm serious, I wonder why. When there's 4 times many crimes being committed by whites, why aren't these crimes being shown or publicized?
Well, obviously because they want to paint a stereotype of all blacks being criminals in the media. They do the same thing with just about every nationality. All Muslims are considered terrorists because terrorism is committed by everyone.
That's wrong.
Most of the
terroristic crimes are committed by whites. Okay. Well,
I know that. What I'm trying to say is the way the media plays it out.
Right.
They stereotype that all Muslims are terrorists, which is not true.
They're also responsible for all this mess. They're creating all this mess to us, and we have to be also understand. Garbage in, garbage out. I mean, we are not going to watch what they say anymore, you know. They are not going to put a finger to this person or that person or that community or that race or greed or color. You know, we are all children of one God, and you know, we have different, you know, you like burrito,
that.
I like fish and chips. That's the difference.
Okay,
that's so
but you know what? I wish that it was just that simple today, where we don't point fingers anymore, but it's not
but
even,
I,
don't even matter anymore, whether you point
right.
a finger or not. These people,
right.
I'm talking about these big people, have already, because we didn't pay attention and we didn't
That's
take
right.
heed, as you were saying, to what
yes.
they were doing, it's too late. I mean, here, it is too late. We should have started not listening to them maybe 3 or 4 years ago. And maybe
right.
we could have stopped them. But because we paid attention
right.
and we fell prey to them, it's too late.
That's,
yeah.
I command you, mademoiselle. I command you, mademoiselle. You're the very, very, very nicely putting it. God bless you.
Right.
Well, thank you.
You're welcome. You know, as she said, they correct things with the correct wording, and really, still there are times available left. I mean, we can
The only thing we can do right now is we can hold on to our guns, and we, instead of going after each other, as you say, we need to go after them. But it's too late because everything has been put in place. Yeah, World War III is already in place.
That's right. I mean,
you know,
unfortunately,
they
put World War
III. Our guns. Remember, Prez, a couple of years ago when they were calling for you to turn in your guns and they was giving you money for it? Hey, man, this shit was being implemented back then.
Right now, we are on DEFCON 4 right now. What we are on DEFCON 4, last week we were on DEFCON 3, the warning system. We put it on the 3, that this is a DEFCON warning system, alert status for Thursday, June 23rd. Condition is code blue and DEFCON 4. There are currently no imminent nuclear threat against USA. However, there are events occurring in the world theater which require close monitoring. So, you know, yes, we understand that in the world, needs close monitoring of the situation around the globe. So that's what, you know, like this madman of North Korea, Jang Jung-jin, you know, what he did, two missile tests, and that's bearing danger for the whole world. And that's not right either. But I don't know why they give it to him, the oldest nuke, because they made a nuclear deal with him that was crap. And same thing is happening with Iran. The nuclear deal with Iran is crap, and Iran will be having nuclear very soon, and Iran will be the second one in the Ragu nation that is going to have atomic bomb.
Right. I feel so sad about what's going on over there as well. You know, I'm not part of that. And, you know, it's hard to say something or make a statement. You know, I mean, those are, oh, God, those are my people. And, you know, I don't know what to say. You know, you can't say anything about, you can't, you know, and you we have to forget these type this here, like the way I am right now, is I'm afraid to say I love Iranians, and I do, you know, because I have a lot of Iranian friends, you know.
We love blacks, we love whites, we love everyone. We love because we are all children of one God,
and
we appreciate
you.
And I love you too.
Yeah, we are, but you can't tell everybody that. You know, the problem here is that we are all children of one God. But what happened here is that we are worshiping a false God. You know, we have been taught to love this white Jesus, and there is no such thing. Do you understand?
I understand. There is no problem with Jesus Christ. You can have love your Jesus, love Mazda, Ahura Mazda, the God of the Zoroastrian. You know, it's totally
but we
right.
have been
but
taught,
nobody's wrong.
We have been taught.
I know.
We have been taught to worship a false god. A false god. We have been taught to worship a painting of a Jesus that don't even exist. You know, if you go into your heart, in the throne room of your heart, you are fine, and you can have communion with the real God if you know what you're worshiping. Unfortunately, we don't know who we're worshiping, the devil. That's why the world is in chaos today, because we have been worshiping a false god. We have been worshiping a lie.
That's the truth.
A lie.
Truth is out there, indeed. The truth is
the
out
truth
there.
The truth is out there, but, you know, how? I mean, I can find the truth. And that's why I can say what I say it, because I know
right,
the truth.
Right.
And they
right.
say it will set you free.
Right.
And, you know, once you're free, then your mind can see beyond her, beyond all the stupid stuff that's going on today, and you can know and understand why it's happening. But a lot of us don't understand and can't even see. We don't even have the... We can't open up the third eye or the inner ear.
Right.
So we only
exactly.
know what is being told to us. You know,
yeah,
you have
I understand
to be able...
you very good. I understand
yeah.
you very good, because I am very... because we are all outside the box. That's the problem.
Outside the box. Outside the box. Very good. So what we do is we don't know how to get back in that box.
Right.
And start thinking, you know, because God is in all of us, and he gave all of us something to go on.
That's right.
But we don't know how to tap into it.
That's
we
right.
only know what's being told to us, and that's the issue right there. You're not living for you. You're living for somebody else. You're letting someone else tell you how to live, how to think, what to do. And that is not good.
No. That's exactly they want to. I know lots of people, and I see around them everywhere, and I see that how people treat each others. I mean, people treat each other. It's like, if I look at you, not you, person, but I mean, if I look 1 second to your eyes, it's like you, the person wants to come and eat me up for no reason.
Because,
you see what I'm saying?
Yeah, you know, because these people have been taught that when someone looks at you a certain way, even if you're looking at a person in a spiritual way, in a godly
right.
way, then it's wrong. Because most of these people have been taught to think demonically.
Right.
They are taught to think that everybody is after them, or somebody wants something, or somebody's
right.
going to get you. But that's not true. That's why, you know, this is what happened when man allowed man to conquer his mind.
That's right. Absolutely. Absolutely. You know, it's a sad story in the history of America today. We see the bloodshed everywhere in the United States of America. I mean, we are in the peacetime, and over 100 gunfights a day, people injured or killed from guns. And,
well,
you know,
do you understand why? Do you understand why? Because here in America, this is going back to what we were saying earlier. First of
yes.
all, you know, what happened is that, wow, you know, I don't know. Black people, period, have been lied to all their life. Their religion has been stolen. Their culture has been stolen. Their heritage has been stolen. Their identity has been stolen. They're the real Israelites. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yes.
They are
I
the
do.
True. They are the true Israelites. And here in America, before, and this is what happened, our religion from way back yonder.
So it was hijacked.
Doing, excuse me?
Your religion was hijacked.
Oh, you already know what I'm about to say. You already know.
Yes.
You already know. It has been hijacked. And what happened is that we have been fed a false religion. We have been fed a lie. We have been conditioned. I mean, we have been pruned, conditioned. We have been dressed to do just what they're doing.
That's right.
Trauma. We have been traumatized until trauma is in our genes. We have been whipped. We don't even know our own names, man. What is your name? Your name is what?
Ahura Mazda.
No, yeah, okay. But when you have been, and you know your name, but when they whip you long enough and tell you your name is not Ahura, that your name is Billy.
Right, right.
You know, you have been done all these evil things to, and you are taught to kill each other. You're taught to hate each other from the time you came here. From the time you came here, this is all you are shown and you are taught. And this is the outcome.
That's right. I adore you for what you're saying. I mean, you're saying the true things because I understand very, very well what you meant. And
because it's real.
You know, yes.
It's real. Like you said.
Yes.
You know, when I said we are the true Israelites, and they stripped us from all of this, you even admitted that. Yes, we are. You know, we're the kings and the queens from Israel. Our country was taken and given to enough to the Romans. I don't care who's listening, it's the truth. The truth will set you free. Those are Romans over there that are calling themselves Jews over in Israel. Did you know that?
I mean, I have no comment on that. Sorry.
Well, you don't have
no, they're not actually Romans. They're Khazars, the Jews in Israel. They descend from the Khazar tribe. From the Caucasus.
Are you talking about Ashkenazi Jews?
Yeah, Ashkenazis are originally from the Caucasus area near Armenia, Azerbaijan. But whatever the case is, Elaine's right. They're not the original Israelites. They're the phony Israelites. It's like in the Book of Revelation. Right. Synagogue of Satan, as it says in the Book of Revelation.
But, you know, again, if we go back to here in United States, we know all these things going to happen and why it's happening. And we did a very good biographies, but why, what, when, etc. Now we have to understand that we must, regardless of that, unite. Unite is the key to, you know,
survival.
To calmness, to survival, to calmness, to love each other. Otherwise, we are going to go down like other Roman Empire went down. Romans went down, we will go down with them too. Big Mayan people went down too. We go with them too. We are not different from them. You know, Mayan has the highest technology in the planet. I mean, they went down. They disappeared from the face of planet. So, I mean, that's true that they want to population reduction, 500 million people. They want, they say humanity is a virus. etc. But, you know.
Okay, so if they could populate 500 million people, let's look at it this way. You're talking about United, and they are steady talking about depopulating, killing off, slaughtering, murdering 500 million people. Who do you think they're going to kill? What 500 million people do you think is going to go?
Well, obviously, people in the non-Western, non-European countries are going to be the first to know.
Exactly. And then, after they have killed, like, the Chronicle said, and the in the Catholic thing the other day, paper, oh, we must go into Africa. Now, you know I'm a pro-lifer. So, and they are pro-lifers. If you're about life, why are you talking about going into Africa and depopulating people? These are Catholics.
That's why they created the AIDS virus, was to kill off the populations in Africa. It was manufactured for Detrick Merrill in the military laboratory specifically for depopulation purposes. That's what all these diseases, Ebola, again, another manufactured
AIDS,
disease.
All that.
AIDS,
all organs manufactured, AIDS, Ebola, Zika virus, same thing. Zika, they want to give you a vaccine for it. Please don't take it, you know, because they said don't get vaccination. Vaccination is just they're putting bugs in you, into bugs in you, you know. I never had any vaccination since 40 years ago.
They're lacing the injection with
And is there a new modem? They promote that. Oh, have you taken your vaccine today? Have you taken your vaccine today? No, goddamn, I don't want part of the, this goddamn vaccine. You want to give it to me? No, you want to jail me? Go ahead. Make my day. Hello? Are you guys...
When these same people that you are being nice to are going to turn around and kill your ass, kill you. You're saying be nice. We have to, you and I and everybody here have to work together. We have to find solutions, and the solutions is solutions for survival. But regardless you can't do it. You can't do that. What we need to do is come together and get rid of those people that's trying to kill us off, and they're starting these wars, and they're taking guns from you and putting them in the hands of someone else to kill you.
Okay.
You know,
To put you off, but the sad fact that's always going to remain true is the fact that there's too many people that are in the dark. You got to think about it. It's billions upon billions to maybe a few million people that really are have their eyes wide open, because the majority of the populace doesn't even think anything is wrong.
Everything's fine.
Because dumb is American. Dumb. That's what they, unfortunately, Americans are. Dumb. And that's bad for the country.
It is bad. You know, so who are you going to do? What are you going to do? You're not fighting whatever it is. You're fighting the system. You're fighting the government. You're fighting the one percenters. You're fighting the New World Order. That's it. You're fighting. You know, you're not fighting against. These are the dark principalities, the unseen forces that most people don't know about.
First of all, New World Order. Everybody say about it, and we have Islamic New World Order, we have Pope Catholic New World Order, we have a New World Order of many others. They claim they have a key, they have a New World Order. But none of all, we have George Soros' New World Order, etc., etc. But the New World Order will never succeed, because all the system is not based on the teachings of God. And,
well, that's the whole idea, honey.
Yeah.
I'm sorry for calling you honey, but none of their teachings are based on the order of God. See, these are people that's against God and the true religion. That's what the New World Order is. What they want to do is they want to kill everybody off because they're greedy, and they want to own everything. And if they don't have our mouths to feed, then this is what it is. They dictate. These are the demonic devils, as I said earlier. These are the New World Order is the dark principalities that you cannot see.
You know what they did? You know what they did for thousands of years? They took their evil, like you said, their evil religion that they worship, and they used it against all of humanity and got everybody else to say, you know what, my God's better than your God. My God's going to save this sick child, but he's not going to save those 30,000 children that just died today from not having food or medicine. My God is better than your God. And what has caused more wars other than money? And greed.
Right.
What has caused more wars?
That's it.
Arguments amongst religion. And these assholes, who are probably Satanists or whatever you want to call them, they have successfully gotten Muslims, Christians, and just about every other religion to hate each other completely.
That's right.
I mean, a Christian will tell a Muslim, you know what, you're going to go to hell because you don't believe in Jesus Christ. And vice versa. So before we can fully come together, we got to kick religion to the fucking curb. We got to.
And we have to get rid of this new world order. You know, it's not about starting at the bottom anymore. It's about starting at the top and kicking their asses out into where they belong.
Yeah, you got to expose
them.
So right now in Minnesota, the radical Muslim groups convinced 17 churches to put up 1,800 blessed Ramadan signs around the Duluth. So, you know, it's just things are crazy and get crazier, you know.
Well, the media spins that too.
You know, it's a Ramadan, I understand.
Violence amongst each other.
No, Ramadan is okay, but why you want to show off? I don't like it.
What they're doing is they're taking orders from the media, is taking orders from the New World Order.
Right.
And if you don't, they dictate and they own everything. They own everything. And you have to promote and you have to talk about what they want you to talk about. Otherwise, your station will go under.
And but we never see a Merry Christmas sign on any mask.
Yeah,
or Muslim
never see. Yeah. You're right. And I'll tell you what too, sir, to credit to people of Islamic faith and people of other faiths. I don't see anybody at my door with a religious book other than a Mormon or some Pentecostal person. You know, I never had a rabbi at my front door. I never had a Muslim come to my front door and try to convert me to Islam. So, I mean, why is this country always pushed one religion? That's what I don't understand, too.
Right.
You know?
Yeah, it's just the things, I mean, show off this, show off that. It's not right. I mean,
you should be able to practice whatever religion you want,
right,
but you shouldn't
have to,
like you said, showcase it and flaunt it and tell people if you don't believe in my God, you're going to hell and this and that. And,
that's wrong. Absolutely.
That's
crazy.
Wrong.
It's crazy.
You know,
but it's
everybody has a window. You open your window. Is this one blue? You open your window is red. The window is a different color. That's how it is.
Good analogy about things.
You want to make all the windows same color? That is impossible.
Well, it is impossible because again, the whole world is the religion is nothing. I'm telling you, religion is nothing. and people have dictated and have forced these beliefs, their beliefs, that's all religion is a belief, and they have forced their beliefs on people. They have embedded it in people's minds that is this religion or you're going to hell or it's this
that's
or
right.
that or you're going to hell. And they have not even tried to teach the true religion. That's why it's up to man individually to find
yeah.
his own belief system and follow his own beliefs and dance by his own drums. Unfortunately, everybody wants you to dance to the beat of their drums, and
that's
what's
right.
causing the confusion out here. Everybody wants you to be this, that, or what they say is right. And all
right.
of this stuff was written by man.
Right.
Yeah, of course.
Exactly.
Well, Mazza, we're getting ready to cut out of here. It's after the top of the hour. But you're welcome to join us every Sunday, 9 p.m. Central. Hell of a conversation, guys. We took it many different places, and we did it peacefully. Everybody on the line, there was nothing but peace. There was no crazy things going on, and that's the way it should be. Let's do it again
exactly.
next week, folks.
I will be here. What's your name of your show again, please?
It's called The Church of Reality, and if you want to check out our website, if you want to check out our website, go to UGS4life.com. That's UGS4life.com. Mm-hmm. I want to thank 804 for calling in as well. Of course, Saeed and Ron, Elaine and Mazda, thank you all for calling in.
Thank you very much
great
for taking my call. I appreciate you. I appreciate you so much. And
thanks
through
for participating.
Understanding, through participation and understanding, we all can change the world. Believe it or not, little people can make change the whole world.
That's
absolutely
true. That's true.
Absolutely.
Thank you so much, man. You take care of yourself.
You're welcome.
Everybody.
Good night.
Thank you. Good night.